This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony, just to say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Special Father's Day edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Coming at you live from New York City, overlooking the city. And we're here thanks to Carol Alt and her studio office. And we got another hour of broadcast healing here. We got stories from Big Pharma. We got a coffee story for Super Don. Got a comment of the day out of Perth, Australia, of all places. And then we have a special drink for cats. And I don't think Sammy the cat needs to drink any. He's just mellowed out.
He's just laying in that suitcase.
Yeah, he's got my studio suitcase. He's taken over, Sammy the cat, the official mascot of the show whenever we're with Carol. And let's see, we got Father's Day messages. Oh, special shout out to my friend Marlon Glenn and family out of the Detroit, Michigan area. And we've talked about them over the years. Just a loving family. And Marlon's, I would elect him Super Dad of the Year any year. You just watch him with his kids and what he does for his community. Marlon, we love you. Appreciate you. Happy Father's Day to you and all the dads out there. Thank you for being here. If you'd like to be part of the show this hour, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. You can always leave a message when we're off the air, too, and we can get back to you or answer your question on the air. You just let us know. First and foremost, we got Super Don with us, making it sound good. Justin's on the board if you call in. And here we go. Big Pharma, our favorite, suffers another major blow as a study, another study, I shall say, debunks high cholesterol myths, admitting that statin drugs are totally worthless. So sell your Big Pharma stocks now. Yeah, right?
As if that's going to do anything
right.
In terms of the
like,
stock.
Who's paying attention to these stories? How long have we been saying that cholesterol is a lie, that it causes heart disease is a lie, that statin drugs are devastating to your health, and yet even with every subsequent article and journal paper coming out through the medical journals that says this whole thing is a scam, the cardiovascular doctors, the heart doctors, circulatory doctors, they're still prescribing statins to almost everybody.
Well, because that's what they're taught to do, and because they all have probably stock in pharmacies. Pharmaceutical companies.
If that's your bread and butter, you're going to still do it. But the thing is, this is where, can you say the rubber meets the road, in a sense, with doctors? If they're the ones that are supposed to be the experts, to be our gatekeepers for medicinal knowledge, and they're not keeping up with their own peer-reviewed literature on this stuff,
well, I think one of the problems is, and they do the same thing with diabetes, is that they keep moving the numbers to make whatever is trending to be normal.
Mm-hmm.
I know this with my boyfriend. They brought my boyfriend in and they said, well, you know, the numbers for normal used to be this, but we've moved it because we found so many people were more like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. And they're doing the same thing with cholesterol. They move the numbers around to encompass the biggest chunk of society, and then they say that's what's normal.
Right.
And if they can move numbers around willy-nilly, however they want, then how do we know what the benchmark is?
Sure. Yeah, it just changes to ensnare more people. But with studies like this, this one's out of The Lancet, basically saying that there's no basis for prescribing this stuff anymore. So they can't even move the numbers anymore, right? If they say it's just a moot point to begin with. And so that takes it to a different place because you can say, okay, the doctors are confused. There's conflicting information. And they could say, I believe this more than that.
All right, so then I'm going to throw another thought out to you.
Mm-hmm.
I know many times my doctor will say to me, well, I have to tell you that by law. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think sometimes they're just covering themselves because they have to do what is normal or deemed normal by the AMA. Or
they call it the standard of care.
Exactly.
Yeah, which has no definition. They just know it when they don't see it. Or when they see it. I'm not sure.
When they don't see it and they're not sure if they see it or not.
Exactly. That's what we're talking about. So I don't know that they have a mandate officially in terms of standard of care if you've got a cardiovascular patient that they have to put them on a statin drug. But who knows? Maybe the AMA says if you don't counsel them to at least know about it, you could be held, what is that, malpractice?
Liable.
They could sue you for malpractice, right?
Or you could have a patient who said, well, he should have recommended a statin to me because that's the normal standard of care, and he didn't, and I had another heart attack, so I'm going to sue you because of that.
That's, yeah.
So, you know, it's part the patient, too, not understanding what standard of care is as well. We're not really all that educated when it comes to health things. No matter how much you and I are out there screaming into the wind, you know, we are still fighting against the literature that comes out of big pharmaceutical companies and all these doctors who are being trained in schools.
Yep.
But they're also being trained in schools that are funded by pharmaceutical companies.
Maybe we should put like the green light, red light thing for doctors. Cardiovascular doctors that prescribe statins.
Red light.
Big red light, right? Don't go. They should know better. So, yeah, there are other ways to go if we're going to be morons about this medical equation. We've got to grow up, honestly. We've got to take back what is rightfully ours to care for our body. You know, you talk about liability, and this brings to mind the Vax, the movie. I'm watching a lot of Polly Tommy and Del Bigtree and Andy Wakefield's updates on Periscope and the Facebook Live as they're going to Q&A everywhere. And it's just brilliant and fascinating to watch. But J.B. Handley, who's a big name, and I think he wrote Age of Autism. I can't remember exactly. He's written a lot about it. But he outed his doctor about their child who was vaccine injured, and then the doc said, oh, that's not it's normal, it's no big deal, then continued to vaccinate him and really drove him into a state of such severe autism that they've never been able to recover. And there's that point where you can't technically, according to the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Law, where you have to go to a vaccine court to petition to
right.
get reimbursement, you can't sue the manufacturer, but you can't sue the doctor who administered the vaccine. Even if it was obvious that this kid was having a reaction and he did it, it's still you have no recourse in there. So what do we have to do? Shame these doctors into recognizing that this is to say it's bad medicine is an understatement.
Well, but on top of that, you know who pays for it if the child's injured and they do win their case? It's not the pharmaceutical companies, which
taxpayers.
Is why the list of vaccines for newborns has grown and grown and grown, because there is no sense of responsibility on the part of pharmaceutical companies for anything that happens to that child by taking their vaccine.
Yeah.
There is no damage to the pharmaceutical companies if they make a mistake.
Hey, Super Donner, are we making any inroads of, like, you know, family members that are not plugged into what we do? Like, you've got a brother and a sister and all of that. Are we, and I don't mean just you and me making the inroads, but just in a general, is it starting to permeate into these families to where they're questioning these doctors a little more than they used to?
I think, listen, just from what we've seen with a lot of the reaction on social media, with a lot of the eyes that seem to be opening through things like the Vax documentary, I think the tide is turning. I really do detect that happening.
It's just really slow. It's like trying to turn the Titanic. Cause, you know, we're headed for this iceberg, and we are just, our rudder is too small for how big this ship is.
And we were talking, Carol and I were talking off the air about the cost of medicine and healthcare and things. And
oh, this was a crazy conversation we had this morning, Robert.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
You have to say a little bit about it. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, well, it's the cost, isn't it? We were talking about the cost associated with, you went to a...
Well, I think what happened was, as I said to you, my mother and father-in-law went into a doctor's office, and they gave their credit card because they had no insurance. They
so
were
it was a cash pay.
Right, they were new to the country,
yeah.
So they didn't have insurance yet. And then 2 weeks later, they got this bill for, it was $200, $100 for each of them.
On the credit card.
On the credit card, okay. When they walked in. 2 weeks later, they got a bill for $675. So they called me up, not understanding, because they speak Russian, and they didn't understand why they got this bill. So by the time I finally got through to the doctor's office, the accountant said to me, well, do they have insurance? I said, no, they gave you the credit card. Why didn't you just charge what needed to be charged to the credit card? Why are you sending a separate bill? And she goes, oh, just throw that bill away. That was for insurance. So the actual cost of their care was $100 per person, mm-hmm. and the $675 was what you called, Robert, bureaucratic red tape.
Yeah, it's the cost of the bureaucrats all taking their pieces of the pie along the way. And as I said, so many times when you lost the true doctor-patient relationship and you started, the doctors themselves have to hire people to manage all the paperwork, and they have to pay them. And so you get that bill. Like I went to years ago, went to the hospital to check out, you know, what does it cost to birth a baby? And are you insurance or you cash? Well, you mean there's a difference? Oh, yeah, there's a difference. And then I was just learning about it at the time. Well, if you had this, and it's insurance, it's like 12 grand.
Right,
12,000. What if we pay cash? Three grand. What if this happened? No, it's total. Everything. No matter what happens,
three grand.
And they're like, holy tamale. And we think there's a healthcare crisis. No, there's an insurance crisis.
It's a bureaucrat crisis.
But, you know, even if you want, quote unquote, modern medicine, you go to these concierge doctors that have pulled the plug on all insurance and you find out they got a menu of prices and you're like, wow, I can actually afford that.
Except
for the poorest among us. And then there would be charity because it's not being gobbled up by the government mandating participation in things that most people don't want or ever need. And you had another case of an injury. You went in. What was the bill? It was a ridiculous bill related to the cheap 200. Yeah, you walked in, they came out to see you. You didn't even go in to see them.
Oh, no.
Remember that?
Right. So I fell on my arm, and then I had to go to Sundance because About Face, my HBO documentary, was out at Sundance. So I got on the plane with a sprained wrist and a sprained foot and thought, I'll take the x-rays out in Park City.
Mm-hmm.
Arrived in Park City, went to the clinic. The lady said, okay, it's $100, but we need your credit card just in case there's more. I said, okay, so I handed her my credit card. And they not only looked at my, took me in, spent an hour with me, and gave me a cast for my wrist. You know, I waited for months afterwards to be hit with the bill.
Yeah.
And it was only $100. When I went here in New York City, I had fallen in my backyard, and I had to do something on the news the next day with sword fighting, and I was afraid, you know what? What if I fractured my leg? So I didn't even go in because the doctors heard that I was there.
Right.
So they came out into the waiting room. The doctor and four nurses came out to see me, and he said, well, what did you do? I said, I fell, but I'm going to have to put pressure on this tomorrow, and I want to make sure I'm not going to put pressure on it. My leg's going to crack. So he was feeling my leg, and I said, well, usually I charge for that. And he said, no, you know, he laughed, and he said, yes. You know, you're fine. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be a problem. It cost $1,300 for the hospital room, which I never used.
They came out
to see you. And $700 for the doctor feeling up my leg.
Right. Oh, lovely. Yeah. You should have charged him double. All right. Folks, we got lots more healing to go. Carol Alt's here with me, co-host officially, I guess you could say, today on Father's Day, which is a lot of fun. Super Don said he found me a Father's Day gift. We'll find out what that is. Also, a coffee story for Super Don as well. Stick around. RobertScottBell.com. Links are up. There's a picture of me and Carol at that Quintessence restaurant as well. Check it out.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I could be taking a nap like Sammy the Cat, but I wouldn't fit in my studio bag there. Happy Father's Day to everybody. Before we get to the happy coffee story for Super Don, we got a caller coming in on the toll-free line. Hello, caller, you're there. Who is it?
The off button, right?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Is that, sounds like somebody I know. Who is this?
Happy Father's Day, Dad.
Oh,
Ari's
Ariana.
Oh, that's cool.
So what did you get me for Father's Day, Ari?
loves and kisses.
Well, you're in New York City, so.
It's true. I'm in New York City and having a good time. Missing you guys, of course. So I'm hoping you're having a good Father's Day without me to kick around.
Yeah, so I'm in New York City. I miss you.
Yeah, I miss you, too. No, it's great. It's beautiful. It's sunny. It's nice. We took a long 40-minute walk. And
I promise I'll take care of him for Father's Day for you, Ariana, okay? It's Carol.
Okay.
All right, sweetie.
Awesome.
He doesn't get into trouble.
Well,
yeah,
maybe
like
I'll get
said.
Him into a little bit of trouble, but not a lot.
When do I ever get into trouble, Ari?
Always.
Oh, okay.
She knows you.
Oh, no. I'm in trouble. All right, Ariana. Lots of love. Give a hug to your mommy for me and say hi to your brother. I know he's not so nice to you because he's a teenager.
Well, he doesn't like you either.
You know you're being a good dad when your teenager is straight up with you.
Happy Dad.
Happy Father's Day. Exactly. No, maybe it's good that I came to New York City.
Bye, Dad. I love you.
Bye-bye. Love you, Ari. Thanks for calling. That was sweet. All right, so there you go. I got a Father's Day call. That was very cute. Super Don, so did you have any, when they were that age, be smart to you like that?
Never, no.
Never, of course not.
No, no.
Remember when
about all the time? It was almost a contest, see who could be better.
Right.
trying to keep up with them.
When your son was a teenager, I love you, Dad. Right.
Yeah, you know, it three words you never hear from a teenager.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Reluctantly, they admit it when they need money.
Or the keys.
I love you, Dad. Yeah.
Exactly. That was fun. Anyway, good. Good debut for Ari. All right. So the WHO says coffee isn't cancerous, Super Don. This is great news. In fact, we know it can cure cancer in some ways. But it says, but it says B-U-T, not double T. But watch out for very hot beverages. So what did you gather from this, Super Don?
Yeah, you know, it was interesting because I've seen this story reprinted on several different outlets, and basically they're saying that it's not the coffee itself, but it's the temperature of the coffee, and this applies to any hot beverage, and I thought it was interesting, it even included mate in there.
Yeah, you put yerba mate. Ah.
That's right. So it's something to do with if the temperature of the water or the liquid is too hot that it has a scalding effect, and that can be linked to throat cancer.
See, I would call it a moment of duh. I know not everybody thinks the way I think, but in terms of recurrent injury to tissue, you talk about chronic inflammation there, and chronic inflammation is a source where the tissue is aberrant and then cancerous cells are more likely to be developed or even flock to, if you will.
Okay, well, that makes sense. But then you have to go back to we're talking about coffee, and coffee is so acidic. So unless you're one of those people who are super alkaline and need things like acid coffee or cooked food in order to give you some acid in your system, otherwise, most of us are very acidic and are looking for alkaline things. So how they can say coffee is not cancerous is incredibly ridiculous to me, because in certain circumstances it absolutely is feeding cancer because it inflames the body.
Right. Well, it looks like the president of this association reported on this is Bill Murray. Is it the same Bill Murray? Maybe that explains something.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you see that name?
Oh, my gosh.
So I don't know. Is this a spoof? Is this for real? But no, I don't understand how people can drink scalding hot beverages. I like my tea, but I let it cool down
a little bit. My boyfriend does it.
Yeah?
Scalding hot soup. If the soup gets a little bit cold. Can you heat this up again?
No. I can't do that.
I can't do it either. Yeah. It has to be room temperature for me.
Yeah, bring it down. Bring it down. And, of course, if you're putting it up the bum, definitely not scalding.
Yeah, no scalding enemas, okay?
Room temperature ideal at that point, so you'll be happy to know. Now, Super Don, are you scalding yourself every time you drink that coffee, or are you letting it cool a little bit?
No, honestly, I'm one of those guys who loves coffee so much, I don't even care. It's like, here's the coffee that I poured 3 hours ago. It's still good. I still drink it.
There's dead flies in it. All right, just take the flies out.
It's coffee.
It's coffee.
You know, 5 second rule.
Yep.
It's just a flesh wound.
You saved their lives and they're drowning in your coffee.
All right. Happy Father's Day edition. We got a big comment of the day, and it relates to moms and dads and kids and who owns your child. Who controls your child? The state? In cases of cancer, this is a shocker. It's brutal, but we're going to cover it next. Again, Father's Day edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check out the notes.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Whey. One World Whey is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. you get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, coming at you live from New York City, thanks to Carol Alt. You can follow her on Twitter at Model Carol Alt, of course, at RS Bell Media for Robert Scott Bell and all the things we do here. And we got the memorial service, again, acknowledging the passing of Dr. Nick Gonzalez, who, lives on in our hearts and minds and spirit with all that he brought to us and the great generosity of his willingness to give out the information that we were able to give out together. Let's see. What else we got here coming up?
Perth.
Oh, yes, right. Comment of the day.
It's a terrible story.
This is an unreal story. Yeah, and it is appropriate to cover it on a Father's Day because it's about parental rights, parental authority. And this writer...
Freedom to choose.
Yeah, this writer gets it right. Do we have a name on who wrote this in Superdon? I'm looking for the name of this person writing about this in Perth, Australia. And I can't
see it. That was Linda.
Linda said, okay, says, hi, Robert, thanks for what you do. We are seeking help from wherever we can get it in regards to this parental rights for children with cancer. Please read the letter below by one of our support groups. Any help you can get give out in getting this out would be greatly appreciated. I'm right. Okay, so let me just start by saying we have touched on the subject of parental rights over the years here. And I have a perspective that's pretty hardcore, and we're talking about politically incorrect, right?
Right.
And I believe and perceive with all my being and live this way that the government has no authority when it comes to my family, my wife, my children. And I believe it so intensely that I did not get a marriage license when we got married. I said, why should I ask permission of the government? This is between me, my wife, and God. And so I found out you could file a covenant, you know, in most miscellaneous documents to say this is our declaration of marriage. I'm not asking for permission. I'm declaring it. OK, now come to find out, and you can read this. It gets controversial, but, you know, there are statutes tied to statutes. There are hidden clauses tied to clauses. When you get a license, again, you ask for permission. That means you're engaging in something that's considered a privileged activity. I personally don't perceive marriage as a privilege. I think it's a right, right? And, of course, we have a lot of our friends who are in the homosexual community that want the same right. And I'm like, I got no problem. You want to be married? That's fine. I don't think it's the business of the government. Why you want to be acknowledged by the government, that becomes a tax issue more than anything else.
Well, tax and a health care issue.
Yeah. And so that's why I'm saying they corrupted this relationship. And however you define it, that's up to you. But if it's with you and the church and your beliefs, fine. Write it out. File it. Don't ask for permission. Why do I say that? Because there are clauses that evidently state that the fruits of the marriage become belongs to the state based on how they determine you're fit or not fit as a parent. Now, this is not to say there's never a case of child abuse where the state or some agency comes in and goes, oh, my gosh, what are you doing to your kids? But in many cases, more often than not, Child Protective Services has become a profit center for big pharma. And kickbacks and paybacks and judges getting money and counties and municipalities getting money based on parents who do not take their kids to the doctor in the way they say they should or take them to it and disagree with the doctor, where it used to be a responsible thing to get a second or third opinion. The mere act of doing that now means Child Protective Services will be called by a doctor or a hospital and they'll come and take your children away based on medical neglect or medical abuse or, you know, a Munchausen proxy. Yeah, if you remember that, where the parent, they say, is just wanting attention through the illness of a child that may not be real. And so we have this case of Cassandra C., who was featured in The Truth About Cancer.
She was from Connecticut.
Connecticut. And she was taken at 17 years of age.
Right, she had like a few months before she was going to turn 18. And she decided she didn't want to have chemotherapy for her illness. And they forced her, restrained her in bed, and basically forced into her body the chemotherapy.
And she said, I do not consent. While this was happening, I do not consent.
Parents didn't consent. Her parents agreed with her and said, my child is not a child. She's a young woman who's able to make her own decision. She's months away from this 18-year-old cutoff from between child and adult.
Yeah.
And she should be able to choose her own rights for how she wants to treat her illness. And the state stepped in and said, absolutely not. And they forced this kid. And, of course, that chemotherapy costs hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Right. And it didn't work because she had more
cancer.
Yeah.
Which is the horrible part of the whole story. More horrible than forcing chemo on
somebody. We met her. And, you know, just think about this. If you're a doctor or a nurse and you're looking at a 17-year-old, almost 18, and she is saying to you as you're strapping her down and administering, I don't consent, and you do it anyway. What does that say about humanity? Right? The lack of humanity. This is Nazi medicine, and this is the case out of Perth, Australia, where a 6-year-old Perth boy undergoing court-ordered chemo for a brain tumor, and the parents investigated and said, you know what? The chemo doesn't work. It's all experimental.
It's deemed a failure.
At best, it's experimental, but they admit that it doesn't work. And yet that's what they're forcing them to do. And she says, like, it'd be one thing if they had proof that it's 90% effective even, much less 50. But they're not even claiming that. These chemos do not resolve these pediatric brain cancers. And they said, we want to go a different way. And as I say, you know, Australia is different than the United States. England is different. I recognize that. In the United States, what is unique about this form of government, not that it's operating in the same way anymore, is that the people were sovereign, superior to the government. And in other countries, the king, the queen, the emperor was the sovereign, and you're just a subject. And in America now, we've become citizens subject to the jurisdiction of 10 miles square of insanity. That is known as the District of Criminals, Washington, D.C. And, of course, it plays out through state agencies now. And you get a birth certificate for your child. It used to be, and we recorded our children's birth like we record our marriage in the family Bible. That's how it was done. You didn't have to have the stamp of approval from the government. How do you know your kid's alive if the government doesn't say your kid's alive? Are you kidding me? Really? So you get this birth certificate, like you're birthing a vessel on the sea, and they knock a champagne bottle on it, and then they claim ownership or stewardship over this vessel of the state, not a creation of God. And again, this is, I know this is hard for a lot of folks to hear, because it's like, well, it's just what everybody does, so that's why I'm doing it. Because you ask, why did you get it? Well, everybody does. That's just what they do in the hospital. Right, we become a nation of sheep. Sheeple in this case. And so this starts it. Now, again, in Australia, they don't have the same context. Canada, maybe not the same context because of the sovereignty of the queen and the king, etc. But I'm telling you, we've got to look back in history to understand. And this is where I bring up Nick Gonzalez. He understood that. We went back and talked history all of the time. Why did America, why was it founded? What was the basis of it? Religious and spiritual freedom. It wasn't so that we could establish a colony for government to run roughshod over families and force them into treatments that they would not agree with that could kill them. And again, it's lost because there's so much to distract us now, whether it be electronics, whether it be easy food we don't have to grow. We got oil slaves so we can go anywhere, do anything. So we paid no attention to the things that really matter. Our families, our lives, our spiritual freedom. And now we have children being forced into chemotherapy for the profit of the pharmaceutical industrial complex, the government, and the state agencies, you name it. And so it's a different kind of answer than I think you'll get on any other show, but I think it's one that we really need to discuss.
Again, I think we go back to insurance.
Yeah.
Whether or not they can then, if they don't give the chemotherapy, they can sue because they didn't get the standard of care. And the standard of care has always been chemotherapy, regardless of whether or not it works. 95% of the time, it doesn't work. It comes back in the following years. And that, to me, is the horror of it, is the waiting 5 years of your life to see if a lump or a bump is going to pop up again, which you've got a 95% chance of that happening.
Will, yeah. Do you remember the case of Marion Godboldo out of Michigan? She's the black woman who is defending her child from Child Protective Services. They come knocking on her door, and she actually used a firearm to protect it. And, of course, they went after her, took her kid. Now, her kid was damaged by vaccines, it turns out. And, you know, she's been featured, her attorney's been featured over at Autism One, and just an amazing story. But I bring this up because I want more parents, not fewer, but more parents to stand up for their children and defend them the way we're designed by God to defend them. If somebody comes to attack your child, now you could say, well, it's a mugger with a knife or a gun, and you go, you pull
out a
gun.
It's a mugger with a caustic chemical
right.
that you're sticking in your child's
vein. Exactly, Carol. You're saying it right. We need to perceive this as it is. You don't know if your child is going to live after those shots, because some child die. They do. SIDS is wrongly diagnosed. It is really a vaccine injury in most cases.
Well, HPV is killing people, killing children.
Yes, we were seeing deaths, paralysis. We're seeing...
Infertility,
right?
Yeah.
And what I'm saying here, again, I'm not inciting violence. I'm just saying, if you're a dad like I am, and dads out there and moms too, the mama bears as well, you realize when you wake up, and until you do, you're going to say, no, that's, you're being extreme, Robert, to say this. What would you do? Dr. Batar talks about it too. What would you do? Cower when the authoritarians say you have to subject your children to something that could kill them? Or do you stand up and defend them?
That 95% of the time would kill them.
Right.
Not could kill them.
Right.
95%
right.
chance of killing them.
So, Super Don, am I going to get pulled off the air for inciting violence? Because I'm not. I'm really not. But I'm saying you've got to stand up and defend. It's not about necessarily petitioning the government. That can happen. But this is a time when pitchforks are involved. When they're coming for my kid, they take their life into their own hands.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of what we talk about is rhetorical, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do. And I like the reference that you give to Dr. Batar, because he's one of those guys who doesn't pull any punches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
when he describes, you know, hey, listen, you're not going to do anything to my kids.
Yeah. I mean, listen, the public outrage.
You
got to
protect your family.
Yeah, she says, Linda says, the public outrage, or in this ArtNet letter, the public outrage is not enough. You're right, it's not, but it's part of it. The child has already had two devastating weeks in the hospital, has now just started its second round of toxicity.
Well, and they're tying the kid down with bed sheets in order to stick this into his arms.
Bruising.
How much
from
more
the
horrible
restraints.
Could you think?
Even a two-year-old kid, a toddler, knows that, well, this is a six-year-old, knows that he's being poisoned, and he's trying to escape. Again, this is Nazi medicine. You do not do nice things to Nazis. Do you understand that? If somebody's coming to take you and put you in the gas chamber, do you go quietly? Again, this is why I said also the controversy of the shooting last week in Orlando at the nightclub. I like the response from the gay community in Hollywood where they're using the Gadsden flag on rainbow colors and saying, we shoot back. Stop being pacifist when it comes to saving your own life. I understand the concept of pacifism. You don't want to be violent. I don't want to be violent. But if somebody's bringing that violence to you,
you have to protect yourself.
You have to protect yourself.
And your loved ones.
Protect life, liberty, and property. And in America, many folks have lost it, as evidenced by these mass shootings. They're not prepared. And of course, there's another aspect to these shootings beyond terrorism, and that is these very drugs that they're treating these kids that are deficient in minerals and that have heavy metal toxicity and all kinds of aberrant behaviors because they're on the Ritalins and the SSRIs of the world as well.
I mean, you have to look at how these numbers have risen. When Columbine happened, it was something that was so completely unusual. Now it's every other week there's some mass shooting somewhere or somebody causing some major damage to other people. You don't think that comes from somewhere?
And it's not the guns. The guns don't fire themselves. It takes deranged people or people that have been programmed into this violence from a terroristic perspective as well. All right, folks, let's mellow out for the final segment, shall we? We'll try to bring Sammy the cat into the equation and find out if there's a special drink. Sammy doesn't need it. Sammy's already napping.
He naps all the time.
Super Don suggesting this drink for kitty cats. We'll find out what that is and if it's for real.
That unusual drink.
After the break.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivores, a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800 800- 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Soil quality determines plant health. Plant health determines animal and human health. 80% of the mineral needs of a plant are calcium-based, with the other 20% representing all the other minerals. The body needs minerals to occur in the same order of priority and ratios as plants in order to cause electrochemical reactions to occur optimally. One of the most important foods to give the body the calcium, phosphorus, and magnesium needed for proper body chemistry is whey protein. Now, add to this the new and improved technological enhancements unique to One World Whey, and you have a recipe to turn on the body's chemistry to making energy again. One World Whey's new formula appears to support your body's ability to function in a more youthful manner. People report feeling major improvements in energy and well-being within 20 minutes of taking our new and improved One World Whey. These effects last for 4 or more hours. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Happy Father's Day show. Thanks to Carol Alt hosting us in New York City. Always a great time to get together. Hopefully we'll get some more city time, or I might just take a nap after the show. I'll be a lazy dad. I've earned it, I think, maybe, huh? Super Don, you think we could take a nap? Do you ever take a nap?
We? Yeah, I'll join you, sure.
You'll do a nap too. Okay, all right. Party time, nap time. By the way, if you want to drink with your cat, there's now an option for that. I don't know if this is necessarily a Father's Day story, but it's a funny story. There actually is a Colorado company that has released wine, a special wine for cats. Do you think Sammy would drink this stuff?
I don't think Sammy needs this stuff. He hasn't moved from your suitcase since we started the show.
No, he's sleeping in my radio suitcase. A Colorado company looking to help cat owners enjoy the experience of sharing a glass of wine with their pets. Because what was that picture? Did you share that? It says it's not drinking if you're with your cat, because you're not drinking alone, really.
Who, me?
Yeah,
yes, you, Super Don.
I didn't share that. No.
You didn't? I don't know who shared that. I saw that. Maybe Captain Morgan did that.
No, that wasn't me.
So they say it's a non-alcoholic, thank goodness. Yeah, like we need to get the cat.
Well, wait. Alcohol what? For a cat is something completely different. Catnip is like alcohol.
That's true.
And it does have catnip in it, correct?
Yes, it does. It's a beet-based cat wine developed by Apollo Peak in Denver. And they say they have Pinot Meow. And Moscato.
Moscato.
I guess those are plays on certain wines, right? And they have a proprietary blend of organic catnip, fresh beets, and I don't know what the natural preservatives are to hold the taste and color. And it seems like the cats enjoy it. They don't officially get drunk, but catnip makes them kind
of
silly.
It's catnip. And yeah. Of course it makes them a little wacko.
Yes, that's right. So can you do that for the dog? There's no dog nip,
dogs,
is there?
Yeah, the catnip doesn't bother dogs. It makes cats crazy, though.
Yeah. Super Don, do you have a dog nip for your dog? What do you give your dog?
Peanut butter. A hard time.
Okay. Hey, here's something you can give to your dad. Manhand's Manly Scented Soap. Men, if you're not smelling manly enough, try this soap. Smells like topsoil. That's a good one for me, because when I'm out in the garden, I pretty much smell like topsoil.
Yeah, that one worked. That one I thought was especially good.
I want
good
the
for
bacon
you.
One.
There's a bacon smell one?
There's bacon yeah. smell, beer, right?
A beer one?
Beer. They've got a baseball glove.
baseball glove smell.
They've got one called Race Day. So I guess this would be for like the NASCAR fans. Probably smells like a pit
like
stop.
Oil?
I don't know if I'd like that.
So you smell like gasoline?
Right, yeah.
Ooh, no.
Smell like carbon monoxide. Wait, that doesn't have a smell.
Bonfire was the other one.
I like bonfire.
That'd be like your dad coming home from a fire, right?
The fireman, yes,
yeah. Bonfire.
Actually, he smelled like burnt salami.
Burnt salami, okay.
It has a specific smell. It really does. Firemen have a very specific smell.
All right. That was very interesting. I still like that's funny about the cat wine, though. That's interesting. I guess we have enough time on our hands and a little extra money. We can drink wine with our cats now. Not Sammy.
Sammy
still hasn't budged.
Still hasn't moved.
Oh, I saw. Oh, Sammy knows I'm talking about him.
Oh, he's looking at me.
Yes, he's looking at me now. So check it out. We'll post some pictures of Sammy, too. Probably tweet it out eventually. As you do every, you say
yeah,
Saturday?
Yeah, Sammy Saturday.
Sammy,
yeah.
Where's Sammy?
He gets into, well, look at him. He gets into the weirdest places.
Yeah.
Maybe I should post that one today because you can actually then see what we're looking at.
Yeah, that, I think it would be good.
All right,
Sammy, look up
now,
at the camera.
Twitter and Instagram.
Oh, he's wanting to go under. He's going under.
I already have the picture. I got it while
okay.
he's still awake.
Cool. Now, Super Don, again, we talk about from time to time the issue of parental authority. And I know I go places most other shows don't go. But I think it's very important to remember, you know, who's in charge here, right? And I'm not saying I'm in charge, but again, when it comes to family, why do we ask permission of the government? Why do we grant the government permission to go after our children? Many people don't realize that it happened through these contracts of adhesion. So I encourage folks to look more into it, even though it's not taught, probably not even in law school at this point.
Yeah, I think there's, you know, there's just a mind think that is very common in society, you know, when it comes to any of these situations where we're talking about marriage certificates or licensing to do literally anything in society anymore. You can't even go fish. You can't even catch a fish without a license.
Right.
In this country anymore. But people have rights. They do. And there are avenues that they could take to kind of regain some of those rights that they've given away. They just need to know how to do it.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we're here to teach you as well. I hope you'll come to the Constitution class with Michael Bednarik, July 9th and 10th, Central Florida. Go check it out. Links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. The IAC conference next week in St. Petersburg, Florida. We've got loads of other things coming up, but please keep checking in and sign up for email alerts at robertscottbell.com. And we'll keep that broadcast healing coming to you, even through email and events where we'll be. Carol, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You're welcome here anytime you come to New York.
And thanks, Ari. Thanks for calling in. Love you. Back tomorrow with Advanced Medicine because the power to heal is yours.
Happy Father's Day.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley, flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.